It is always good to have the one and only Leah Spencer in. So whether it's at our Coach's Coffee Club program, this time around she's in studio for one of the few times. Yeah, it's been a while since you've been in studio, hasn't it?
Yeah, I honestly can't remember. Maybe it wasn't even about swimming. It was for something else.
For something that we were promoting or something like that, school, stuff like that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your final year of the swim program at UNO, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'll be graduating in May, and then I'm going to be pursuing pharmacy school after that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was able to bang it out in 3 years, so this is the last year of swimming. So.
Would you ever recommend that to other folks? I mean, since you went through it once already?
You know, honestly, like, since I have more schooling to go on, and I'm pretty content with 3 years of swimming, mm-hmm. and I think my body will be physically ready, you know, for that to be done. And it's nice, I don't know, if you don't want to take another year and pay for that and then have more school to go on after. So, I don't know. I'm really content with swimming and where I'm at. So, and I just want to end off mm-hmm. on a good note. And we've been swimming pretty okay. So, yeah.
It just depends on what you're studying, what your degree is in, right? Yeah. With you, you've got more schooling still to go. So, but yeah. If anybody else on any other degree or something like that, hey, if you got one more year, use it, huh?
Yeah, I would say. And, like, with the whole, like, possibility of a fifth year, too, and with all that jazz going on, I think, you could take as much as time as you needed. But personally, for me, it might just work better for 3 years. So, yeah.
You started things off kind of early. Your schedule started off early October, but you were probably in the pool the minute you probably arrived back on campus, right?
Yeah, you know, I stayed up in Omaha this summer to kind of train too, but then I came home for a few weeks, and then, we started right after Labor Day practicing, and then we had our inner squad at the beginning of September to kick things off, and then kind of every week since then, just or every other been traveling and hosting home meets, and yeah, it's been really fun. So we didn't have a meet last weekend, but we had our big mid-season meet the week before that in Illinois, and so that was pretty fun. It's always a good meet. So
how about as far as your individual performances right now, are you satisfied?
I went some PBs a couple weeks ago, and that's always just like good to see the reflection and also the people around you too. We've really been swimming up, and we have a lot of fast freshmen and just a lot of people around just going pretty good. We're swimming pretty decent for the season, but I'm just excited to see what more we can do. So yeah.
Each year you welcome in a new freshman class, and there's always a few in there that are pretty darn fast swimmers, and you got to compete against those kids to get to the very top, don't you?
Oh yeah, we brought in a very good class of, I think there's like 9 girls, mm-hmm. 1 diver, but we have a set of twins, identical twins from Kansas, and just kind of from Minnesota and all over, from Nebraska too, and they've just been pushing all of us upperclassmen just like none other. And I feel like our greatest competition thus far has just been each other, because we're all pushing to compete against each other on the relays, and I don't know, school records have been pretty close, and it's just been really good. So yeah.
Relays, what are you doing?
I'm at midseason. I swam all the 2 and 400 of the free and the medley relays. When conference comes, I hope to maybe do the 800 free relay, which mm-hmm. is a 200 each. And you can kind of only be on 4 relays at conference. So I hope to, I don't know how I'll swing that, but I really enjoy those relays just because my roommate, Julia, she's on them too with me a lot. And she's just, yeah, they're just, it's just been really good. So yeah, I really enjoy the relays. I always have. So
which leg do you swim on?
My coach has kind of been putting me at anchor just because, not because I'm not
the closer.
No,
the not closer. Don't you like being anchor?
It can be a lot of pressure sometimes, because it always comes down to the last minute. But I feel like I've kind of hopefully used that adrenaline, and my relay starts are pretty, I've kind of, yeah, I just, it can be a lot of pressure, but I enjoy like kind of being one of the older ones on the relay, especially. It's just that experience too that gives you a little bit of an edge too. So
they rely on you to bring home the gold. It's up to you to bring it home.
Yeah, and honestly,
a little bit of pressure, huh?
It's kind of nice to be in the middle too, and just to like watch everyone else finish. But it's just, you know, being an older classman, you kind of just got to step up and be you know, yeah.
Over the years, have you done all four legs?
Yeah. And I would say I'd honestly rather anchor than lead off, so.
Don't want to really be a part of that one, huh?
Well, and in swimming, you know, the lead off leg has a flat start, mm-hmm. and so it's can tend to be slower than, like, a relay start because you have the momentum and things, mm-hmm. and so it can be kind of hard to compare outright, like, split times and things like that, so, yeah.
Schedule is kind of drops off. Here over the holidays, doesn't it?
Yeah. We have a meet here in December, and then we'll head off to Christmas break, and then we get to go to Miami for training trip this year.
Oh, so, you're going to like that at all, are you?
No, yeah. And then we'll come back in January and have a few, and then conference will be kind of the third week in February, so we get to go to Hawkeyes. They have a nice pool, so yeah.
Didn't you go to Florida last year too?
We went to Puerto Rico the last 2 years, but yeah, the potato somewhere tropical is nice, always to swim outside and be motivated that way, so yeah.
It seems like you're in Miami or in Florida and you're swimming in a pool when you really could be swimming. Did you go on the ocean?
Open water swimming is kind of a different breed.
You're right.
Because you got the current and the waves and things.
True.
But I would love, yeah, we go to the beach when we don't are in the pool. So it's like the same thing. We're just always in the water. So
there's a little bit of, you know, it's just not all business. So you get a chance to kind of have a little fun down there too, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's always fun.
So how about your schedule coming up? Summit League Championships are in February.
Yeah.
Tough meets coming up? I'm sure they're all tough.
So our senior night meet, which is on the 23rd against USD, University of South Dakota, they are our biggest rivalry, I would say. Denver's actually leaving our conference after this year, and they've always just kind of been they've always been consistently very good. Mm-hmm. But USD is we're very evenly matched, and so that'll be interesting because their girls are very fast. They're not so much like dual meet swimmers. They're more like tapered and rested and suited swimmers, which means like they'll swim really well at conference, just duels they're kind of so yeah, I'm excited for SLU too. We get to go to St. Louis and mm-hmm. but I'd say our meet with USD will be very evenly matched for sure, and so I'm excited for that. And it's senior night, so
yeah could be a few tears that night, huh?
I think McCook has a meet the next day in Lincoln, so I think there'll be a lot of whole fam will be there.
Well,
so,
cool. That's neat. So is USD, is that kind of the rival?
Yes, I would
say they're right next to each other, pretty much.
The Coyotes, yep, they are. They're very, yeah, and they just got a brand new pool too. So it's just like, okay, well they've been putting in the work too. So
are they nice rivals, or do they talk smack to you, or a little bit of both?
I would say both. There's a lot of nice girls, and then there's some. There's always just the people that are just maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Not you're like, okay, I'll swim next to you, but I don't know. Yeah. But there's definitely very nice girls that I like to talk to for sure.
So. Prove it in the pool. Prove it in the pool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
And you said pharmacy school is awaiting you. You're looking forward to that, sure?
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous. I have a friend that I know who's also going to intern with me from Wayne. And so I'm just really excited to have somebody to go in there with that. But UNMC, that's where I'm going to be going. It's just a beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, I'm just excited for it. Nervous for sure, but yeah, excited next fall.
So. And it's not that far away. I mean,
No. I mean, like, May will come, and then I'll have my 21st birthday in July, mm-hmm. and then I'll be starting pharmacy school. And so, yeah, next summer I'll just be kind of a whirlwind and excited to maybe travel a little bit and just, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How many years will you have to go to pharmacy school?
It's like 3 years in school, and mm-hmm. then the fourth year you're doing your rotations around. So maybe I can come back and work with Angie for a month or so, or more. Or just, yeah, I'm excited to
I'm
do
sure
that.
You've had a ball doing that when you can, and she's kind of, you learn from her what she's, because she's done all that in the past, right?
Yeah, and I'm just going to, next year I'll be an intern, a pharmacy intern, and so I'll be able to do a little bit more, and I'm just excited to figure out all the careers and, yeah, I don't know, just figure out my way, you know, so.
I pay attention to Angie. Yes, I do in our open line conversations, yeah. And I've kind of learned a little bit of what life as a pharmacist is all about. I mean, it's a lot to learn.
There's so much to learn from all those pharmacists. They are just, Angie, like, they are just, yeah, and Justin coming back, and I kind of saw him before he passed his test, and then, you know, where he is now, and I'm just like, they're all just very inspirational, and they're, yeah, I loved being around around them and working with them. So, yeah.
Your brothers are swimming now, and you're excited for them, and they're except a little different situation with the travel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they're going to get through it, but it's just kind of a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm just really glad it's not their senior year. It's right. Not it for them, and they'll have hopefully a good pool next year for their senior mm-hmm. year. But yeah, it's always just fun cheering on the little bros, and I'm like, well, I'm going to practice with them, and I'm just hopefully gonna. Yeah, have fun with it, and yeah, I don't know.
Are you faster than them? And you say yes, and are they mad about that?
You know, I come home, and I'm like, oh, what'd you go in that meet today? Or I'll text them and be like, oh, what'd you go? And they'll be like, what'd you go? And so, yeah, so I compare them a little bit mm-hmm. just to hopefully motivate them. But right. I'm sure if I was swimming right next to them, they'd give it everything and probably beat me. Like, that's how Ethan used to be. If I ever raced him, he'd always try harder when he was racing me. So
right. Yeah. You support him at the most you can, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, they're my favorite, so.
Well, thanks for coming by. And again, we usually do this on our coach's show, but you got to get back this weekend, don't you?
Well, I'm listening to you talk earlier, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to storm in Omaha and Lincoln on
yeah.
Sunday. I'm like, ugh. Mom's like, you want to leave on Saturday? No, I don't want to leave on Saturday.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, but yeah. No, yeah.
And who knows what's going to be like this, you know, when Saturday comes. So I'm glad we did this now to get out of the way and stuff like that. So big plans for Thanksgiving. Just mom going to be cooking up a storm or?
I sure hope so. I'm ready for the free good cooking.
Yeah.
So.
You miss those home cooked meals, don't you?
Yeah, they don't. You don't know how much you miss it until it's gone for sure. So
I've got one that likes to come home and enjoy the home cooked meals every now and then as well. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in this kind of the second half of the season, and usually, hopefully, at the end, toward the end, when you're done, we'll do a kind of a season recap of everything.
I'm excited. I'll look forward to that.
You going to get this little one here to swim more and more and more in her years to come?
She, you know, I think if she sticks to it, she probably could be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we'll see if that's what she wants to do.
So. You're learning for the best right here. Learning for the best. Yeah. She knows that. She might not want to admit it, but she knows that. You bet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Rich.